DC, what do you believe is the number one issue in Chapel Hill that needs to be addressed?
Well, my top goal is to make Chapel Hill a town with zero tolerance for sexual and domestic violence. I feel like, considering everything that happened last year with the Landon Gamble case, it's very paramount that we actually make the town an environment that survivors feel comfortable in, that we have all the resources necessary for them to be able to, I guess, heal and feel like they will receive justice if they so choose to report. I mean, we don't have a domestic violence shelter in Chapel Hill. The closest is in Durham. People can't get domestic violence protection orders in Chapel Hill. They have to go to Hillsboro, but both Hillsboro and Durham aren't as easy to get to for some people. So I feel like Chapel Hill needs to work harder at getting these resources more accessible. And I think if we do that, then we will see a much better town.
In a general sense, how do you intend to address that and other issues? I know you mentioned some of it already.
Mm-hmm. For one, I want to just approach the county seat in Hillsboro and ask them not to or allow Chapel Hill to have its magistrate's office process domestic violence protection orders rather than just the clerk of the court in Hillsboro. So that would be one step. I would like to put together funding with Carrboro to create that domestic violence shelter matched with private funding, hopefully over the next 4 years, if not sooner. It would be wonderful if we could do it sooner. I'd like for the town to push the university to create a mandatory freshman course on interpersonal violence and sexuality and things like that. So that way, even if it doesn't diminish or doesn't completely eradicate the issue of sexual violence, my apologies, that it at least diminishes it. And I think that's one step in the right direction. The fewer, the better. And then as well, there's a need for a child advocacy center for minor survivors of domestic or sexual violence. And the closest one is in High Point. That is very problematic. That's over 60 miles away. I'd like to work with Orange County, Carrboro, and Durham to put funding together and provide for that within the next 4 or 5 years as well. I think those are the biggest steps. And just in creating a bystander intervention program that will prepare citizens to be able to know how to, prepare for survivors and their traumas and be aware of what might be happening in the event of such a trauma and everything. So and recognize those issues. So I think those would be the really critical steps for accomplishing that.
We're speaking with Chapel Hill Town Council candidate D.C. Swinton. How, as a member of the town council, are you going to make sure that all the voices of Chapel Hill are heard?
Well, I definitely want to go out to neighborhoods and speak to people more frequently. I mean, I ride the bus all the time, so I've spoken to the drivers during my campaign, see what they felt about how to improve transit, and I feel like they're one of the best people that you could talk to about in improving transit on top of the ridership. I think it would be good if we could set up email systems to where it's like kind of a listserv thing. If it's a particular issue that the citizens are concerned about, they can be kept up to date with it. They could also send in comments or concerns if they can't make those long meetings that might be in the middle of the day or even in the evening when they're having to tend to children or other plans. So the more we indicate to the public that we want to hear their voice, the more they'll feel like we actually are listening to them and trying to take that into consideration and moving forward.
And what would you say is one thing that sets you apart from other candidates?
Well, I am the youngest candidate at 25, so that's a bit of a thing. I also, being the only, one of the only minority candidates, and it certainly brings more diversity if I or Maria were elected. And I think that I'm living the struggle of a lot of Chapel Hill residents in that they have low, either low-paying jobs or no job at all. And right now I'm presently unemployed, so I have a lot of different perspectives on how to actually eradicate issues with poverty and homelessness and things of that nature in Chapel Hill that I don't think any of the other candidates are speaking about. And I'd like to bring that to the council so we have more diversity and opinions on there.